9670 at Jefferson Layover. I called earlier about a verbal, and last customer got off the bus and said this is the same guy who does the same thing on the 96 every day when he gets on. And he, what he does is he sings and he dances in the aisle when the bus is going down I-5 at, you know, 55 miles an hour. And then when he gets downtown, he gets agitated because he wants to get off the bus, and he starts a fight with the bus driver. It's the same routine. This is what the customer's telling me. And then he gets kicked off the bus where he wants to get kicked off the bus. So I was wondering if we could ID him for maybe not giving him a ride because he's a really big distraction.
Yeah, so what I would do with that is, you know, make note of the records of the time that it's happening with you and turn that into your manager. Because your managers, if we have a clear identification of a problem, can work with the safety team, and they can usually start getting people on the trips that the problems are on and enforce the no rides. But from here, we just deal on the day-to-day as needed basis. We can't do like a permanent thing.
Right, I understand. Well, I'm extra bored, so a lot of this stuff is new to me when it happens. If I was a regular driver, I would definitely, you know, do what you say, tell the manager that this is what this customer is doing, because when you're trying to drive a bus down I-5 in heavy traffic and you got some guy who's dancing in the middle of the aisle, it's so distracting. And then he jumps up on the wheelbase thing, and he starts sitting on top of that, and he starts pounding his feet against the wheel cover and doing everything he can to distract me.
Yeah, that's got to be frustrating for sure. So I understand that part. I have not particularly heard about this guy before. You can give me his description.
Black male, probably in his early 20s. Short black hair. Kind of a rough complexion. Today he's wearing an orange construction helmet and construction type work clothes, blue jeans, and heavy jacket. I really, you know, didn't stare at him because I didn't want to have any kind of escalation with him, but that's his basic description.
All right. Yeah, and I got a copy of it. And, yeah, I would still have to tell the manager what happened. Like I said, I have not heard reports of this guy yet. But that doesn't mean it's not happening.
Yeah, I'll talk to her tomorrow when I see her. Thank you.
All right, thank you. 1656.